Hello and welcome to Bricks and Banner, the show with real talk from the custom LEGO community. I'm your host, as always, Billy, and today it is my pleasure to have on a legend in the customizing community. He was one of my greatest inspirations starting out, and it is an honor to now call him a friend. I'm really excited for you to hear this one, so with no further ado, here's my conversation with Hammerstein underscore NWC, aka Vinny. And we're here with Vinny. How are you doing, man?
It's great to talk to you, buddy. It's absolutely great to talk to you. Been waiting for a while.
It's super surreal. Growing up kind of in the community. I always say growing up just because I was a kid when I got into like the Flickr scene and all.
Yeah.
But, you know, just coming up in the community and getting exposed to it initially, your stuff was a huge inspiration to my style then. And I mean, still, I'm sure it leaks through in elements and things that I try and do now with my stuff, so... This has definitely come
very,
full circle.
Very kind. You've been very, very kind. I feel like I've been around forever.
You have.
It's one of those things how it's funny how you start doing something for a laugh and then it seems to go places, you know.
And also, I think I want to note you're one of the few international guests I've had, and you have a lovely accent, which is going to make this just a terrific listening experience.
For the Queen, my friend, for the Queen. Representing the United Kingdom.
Yes, sir. All right, well, just jumping in here. I mean, like you said, you've been... I'm not going to call you a fossil, but you've been around for a long time. Yeah. I was doing a little digging just on your Flickr, and I mean, you're almost close to 10 years, I believe, on your last post, so...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got my first post on it, but... I was actually around probably a year before I dared post anything. And I lurked for a bit longer before that. And I was thinking about it. It was my nephew's 7th or 8th birthday. And he's just turned 18, literally.
Wow.
You know, 10 days ago. So, Gateway, you know, it was one of those things where... I think it was CMF Series 3 came out. My nephew came bumbling in with cheerleaders and things, and I thought, do you know what, these little Lego figures, they're actually quite cool. And I think I'd had a dark age probably for about 15 years or something. I'd bought some Star Wars and things when it came out. I was one of the people who grew up with classic space, getting white ones and putting black heads in so they were stormtroopers, you know. So
sure.
that was probably my earliest custom minifig, was trying to make Star Wars figures and scratching priceless classic space Legos off torsos. I look back at it with horror, you know.
We all had to start somewhere. I mean,
yeah, that Sharpie pens, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I
still
dread.
Use Sharpie pen, mate. I still use Sharpie pen.
The paint ones, I'm not going to lie. I use, just because I've been too lazy to ever buy an actual, like, gold paint, the Sharpie paint markers. I have, like, this huge, thick gold one, and it's way too thick to actually use to, like, paint any details. But I'll just press it onto my palette and then use that paint that comes out to paint my gold details.
Mate, it's something that we've talked about in the past. The journey to being good at painting, it's
a long road.
Yeah, it's such a long road, and I've been put off it myself in the past simply because of the people I've been exposed to.
Right.
One of my buddies on Instagram, Toby Marion, he is a big Warhammer painter, and he won one of the Golden Demon Awards, you know, like their Oscars back in the day for his painting.
Sure.
And that was probably 20 years ago, you know, and he still paints now. So on my Insta, I've got a couple of the droids that he's painted for me.
Oh, and yes, I remember.
Yeah, it just makes me sick. So I just don't really attempt to do that sort of thing, you know. And looking at stuff by people like Pekka Vam, Leonardo, Zazzles these days, and my buddy from England as well, Richard Goff. It kind of puts me off ever starting, if I'm honest. You know, I've tried to paint things, and then I've been so disappointed with them that it's not somewhere, it's not a road I go down, you know. One of my original inspirations as well is a guy on Flickr called Jazzbricks.
Yeah.
He's a lovely Brummy guy, martial arts expert, and the best miniature painter or Lego painter I've ever seen, you know. So It's just not something I don't go down that road. Well, if I do, you won't see it until I'm 10 years down the road and I can paint something half decent.
No, that's understandable. There's such a high bar set by everyone, but you hate to see that be a demotivator for people.
Yeah.
'Cause especially, yeah. It's most prevalent when people like host contests and it's like, well, why am I going to enter if Tanner's entering or, you know, Billy's entering, Jackson's entering, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Like, people just get demotivated by it, but there's so much growth to be gained there. And it's a personal journey. We're all just trying to, you know, enjoy the hobby together.
I think that's it. I mean, Lego seems to be like quite a safe space for you to start to paint and things. It's a thing that I think we've talked about as well before, messaged anyway, about criticism. People aren't honest and open, I don't feel.
Yeah, there's been a shift on shift between Flickr to Instagram days. I mean, I was on I did a Q&A. I was on a road trip and just had a long drive back. So I posted a Q&A and somebody asked something similar about that. And between Flickr was almost more of a message board in a way. So people were a lot more thoughtful in their advice and their comments.
Yeah.
And then on Instagram, it just kind of rewards a culture of like quick comments and, you know.
Yeah. Ticks.
Yeah. Smaller art. Interactions. All right. And I mean, I'm victim to that though. Like, I'll see something that's got some really promising elements to it, right? But then there's a couple glaring flaws, but I just will look past those and just, you know, reward the good things that happen. I mean, overall, like, I want to keep things positive for the people, but there's definitely a way to go about it that will help people improve as well.
Yeah. I think, like, say as well, Instagram is just instant reward, isn't it?
It's in the name, it's instant.
I love it. Everyone loves everything though, you know. Nobody ever says, well, you know.
Yeah. And then as soon as you make like a slightly critical comment, even coming from a good place, it's like, oh, look at this dick, like, what the hell.
Yeah, I'm afraid I am that dick. I just,
no, there's nothing better than that though, because I'm sure you're aware, Pincer Commander Redacted,
yeah, Clue,
yep. He, again, another phenomenal Warhammer painter, just true, like, I don't know, my painting education is very just, like, fumbling through it, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll just try painting this and see what happens.
Yeah.
But he has almost, like, a formal education on it, and he's really studied the thing, so anytime he opens his mouth about painting, I'm like, holy crap, that was, that's news.
Here's a lesson as well, for everybody out there who wants to paint Lego. Undercoat the Lego. There you go. That's my golden tip for people trying to actually paint things and not use 78 layers of paint for one thing. Undercoat it first.
And thin your paints, boys.
That's it. You know, if you undercoat it, you can use thin paint and it will work. See, that's the Illuminati secret there.
See, look, again, I'm learning something. I never undercoat.
What? Oh,
very,
my God.
Very rarely. But going back to it with Clue, I mean, he's what I'm looking to now as my goal of giving criticism, because you know you've earned the praise if he's like, damn, that's a really good mod. If he says that, you like, you're over the moon, bro.
He's probably the mod father as well, isn't he?
Yes. He's the mod father. He is very critical, but in a very caring way, to make sure that you are growing as a person and as, you know, a customizer.
That's what people need, really, isn't it? You know, I'm more likely, if I do criticize people, to say, I wouldn't have done that, I'd have done this. Or, why the fuck is that so... why is that paint so thick?
Yeah.
that's what I look at when I see things. I'm like, why the fuck? You know, and don't get me wrong, there are so many people who are so good and they're better than me. But I know when things are wrong.
Right. There was one thing you were saying earlier about, you know, not wanting to post until, you know, you had those skills. So I was like, I'm going to start painting, but you ain't going to see it for 10 years. There's a person on Instagram that I was aware of for a while now. He goes by like new_kid, something like that. There's a lot of underscores, and it says, ultimately it says new kid, but he did some like modding and combo stuff to start, and then he kind of sold a lot of his third party, and now he just does custom painted figures. And watching his progression from doing, like, just starting to do the fully custom painted figure work to now, it's stunning. It's stunning. Like, I'm so happy to see that growth, like, come about? Because that, in the beginning, like, I always felt like doing just, like, the like on Flickr, I was just having fun, and it's just like, oh, I'm going to make a combo figure and just dick around with third-party parts. I always held that in lower regard to people who are doing, like, these fully custom-painted figures. Yeah. And now, at this point that I have a bit of a skill set painting, like, I really want to grow into doing that more.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was inspiring to see. So I'm just waiting for the time now, and I'm almost there. I'm almost there to having a lot more free time to get to painting.
Well, this is it as well. I mean, chatting to the friends I've got who are good at it, they just say there's just, unfortunately, there's no shortcuts. It's just hard work.
Mm.
And you just keep doing it, and then it sort of comes into place. So I have not got time to do that. So I'll just keep kitbashing things the way I've done for a long time.
Well, you're a master at the kitbashing, let me tell you.
I'd like to think I kind of know what's going on, but I'm running out of I'm not able to keep up with the amount of parts that are out there. You know, I used to be able to look at a figure and go, oh, that's from that, and that's from that, and that's from that, and get really excited, you know, like offer people suggestions on what could be better. But you know, Lego's just churning out so much quality stuff now with the advent of like dual molded legs and arms. You know, I thought,
right,
That was pretty crazy. Do you know what I mean? It's like you used to look for an all-over print on a pair of legs, and oh my god, the jacket that matches that one. You know, I used to get really excited about that sort of thing. But nowadays, the choice of parts you've got is just so incredible, and there's just I genuinely get excited now when I think about an idea. This is really sad when I have an idea and I think nobody's done that. You know, and that will make a brilliant something. I don't, you know, I've not been very well. I've not had the time I wanted to do Lego, and as you get older, it's very difficult to balance work and fun. And,
yeah, sure.
You know, the hours that I spend, I know it's pathetic, but the hours I spend on fig baths, and I think that was something you wanted to talk about as well. Like fig baths, you're supposed to just throw it together. And that doesn't happen anymore. I don't think there's anybody out there who fig baths genuinely anymore.
Mm.
Whereas, you know, back in the Flickr days, I think
if it was rampant.
Through,
I mean,
people would grab some parts and make some figures, and that would be cool. But nowadays, it's almost like people say, "I'm going to build this. What do you want to see?" And then they go away and spend 3 weeks doing something. So I love it. Don't get me wrong, but it's a long way away from where it used to be.
Sure.
Oh, listen, I mean, to me, the old fossil.
You know, things evolve and change, especially with how you know, the platforms and where everyone spends their time in the community has changed. What I think was most interesting about your fig barfs is, obviously, at the time in Flickr, third party was just really beginning to boom. So everyone made super third party combo heavies, and I mean, third-party heavy combos, and I mean, you still could see that a lot now, but what's so refreshing about yours is they almost focus more on using the genuine the Lego group parts, and then only occasionally is it spiced up by something that, you know, is necessary from a third-party element.
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time looking for things, and it kind of goes against what I've just been saying about how we used to throw things together. I would throw things together and then I'd be like, but I've got to have, you know, the hands off that Lego Batman 2, you know, not the hands, but, you know, the legs off that Lego Batman 2 figure or that cowl or whatever. But I feel like I was very lucky that things were starting to explode a bit. You know, CB came in and, you know, that turned into a giant. I was very lucky that Vic was has always pretty much been a friend to me, and you know, I loved to see what he was doing. And you know, the real struggle to, you know, certainly for him, the real struggle of balancing life with getting a printer and, you know, making things he wanted to make, which always really impressed me. You know, there were things that he could have done that he didn't do because he didn't want to do that because it didn't interest him, you know. And like with May the 4th coming, well, I don't know if it's May the 4th there yet for you shortly, I suppose. But, you know, like the printed hands he's done, just,
yeah,
I love it. absolutely love it. You know, anytime you can add a dimension to your minifigs, then that's what you want to be doing, really. And the Mando hands, for instance, I mean, that's just cool. Yeah, that's
I'm
really
so excited
cool.
for those. So yeah. excited for those. All the printed hand stuff he's done has just been
I think I've got one of each
by anyone
for
else.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, I've got multiples on some. Yeah. Like, just because it's such a pain.
I keep losing them, though. That's the problem.
Right. And between that, or it's like, well, I don't want to have to take it off of this figure to also have it
that's
on this
it.
Figure.
Yeah.
I guess I need five pairs now.
Like, yeah. It's something that's affordable as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like with CB as well, I just hope that Joe decides to do molded fig parts as a regular thing on his website, you know. I can't ever imagine the demand for that going down.
Oh,
because we all just want like 50 bum bags or fanny packs, whatever you call them.
Yeah, and we all want
to
mod them.
Hairs and yeah, and masks and hockey masks. And
what sucks is that if you want to mod it, you gotta really
think about it.
You gotta go really for the love of modding. It's just like, well, you know, there's ain't no resell on this one. I know this could have been a $30 profit, but
I gotta do it. I've been hearing about people selling individual parts they got in a $3 pack yesterday for like $60.
I know. It's and nuts, man.
You know, Joe, help us out here, man. Sell us some more stuff, like, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's insatiable. I mean, no matter what quantity he puts up, it's going to be sold out. He could put up 500 of the blank Jason masks and they'll be gone by the morning.
And this is another interesting thing that I think that there's quite a few of us out there who are so desperate to get things that people are buying multiples,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would be interested to see what the actual, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's super popular, but I think there's a lot of us trying to get lots just so we can trade it for other things that we've missed.
I totally know what you mean, and it's something I throw back and forth a lot, just because it's the thought of, like, I don't know, like, I have a close group of friends who have just, like, collector people, and not that it gets insular or anything, but you feel like, oh, this is just the bubble of buying it all, and then, but there's got to be other people who are driving it up, because, like, who are the people buying it on eBay? Who are doing this? But then I know that me and all the people I'm close with bought like three copies of this expecting to trade it to people.
Yeah.
But if we all got three copies, we're not trading it to each other.
No, that's right? it. Yeah.
It's such a weird dynamic, but it's still all the stuff ends up moving. Like, I'm not going to end up with all my stuff at the end. I've already made deals for stuff. On my Citizen Brick order, I've been waiting all day for the thing to arrive. As soon as I hopped in the closet to record, I got a text that it got delivered.
Oh, man.
But I mean, I've traded stuff away already that wasn't in my hands. Like,
yeah. And I just want to say, on that insular thing, I'm not in the circle of trust, and I'd like to be. So any of you people out there listening who, you know, want to trade with me, that's pretty cool. But I'm very disorganized. But, you know, and, you know, Ferg, where's my torso? I don't get one, you know. I'm not going to get one. God damn it. You know. And how many people went to that?
I have no idea what torso you're talking about.
Yeah,
not
I'm sure
a single clue.
No. Yeah, because you don't have an Instagram account, I dare say. Yeah, but it's crazy, the demand for aftermarket stuff at the moment, and I just see it as being something that's just going to keep growing and growing. You know, hopefully I'll get involved in it at some stage. You know, I've got some ideas for my own stuff, but. We shall see. We shall see about that.
I've been seeing a lot of people really get interested and involved making their own things, and it's an exciting time. And I appreciate your positive outlook that it's only going to keep on growing because, again, something in a perspective... I'm just going to cut that.
Okay.
A perspective I've had just being in the community, it's something I've considered for a long time, is that when is it going to crash? Like, when are people going to stop having a demand? And it's something when I was talking to Jeremy, Commander Turtles, he was mimicking as well. Like, he's like, when does it end? And, I mean, it's only continued to grow since I've been in it. So, like, who's to say? But I appreciate your positive look on it.
Hopefully, like with Bricks and Banter, it'll keep going. And hopefully you can get some dollar out of this, you know, because that's the way you want to be going, you know. I think the only limitation is what we can be bothered to do. You know, I think people like Vic and Joe, they went out when it was a risk.
Yeah.
And they made things happen.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Brickarm set the scene for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's just crazy. I you know, and I think you've mentioned it before in Bricks and Banter as well. Brickarms is like everyone's gateway drug to customizing.
Yeah, it's...
You know, and the new eWeb Blaster, I mean, Will just posted some pictures of it in sick colours, which you can't buy. And
I saw that.
You know, I'm going to tap up Badger and see if he can, I don't know, if he's got some dirt on Will that he can share with me so that I can get one of them, you know. But
those look really nice in those colours.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with the advent of overmolds and things as well, that was just like my wet dream as a customizer who doesn't like paint and isn't very good at cutting things, you know.
Good point, yeah. And it certainly lends well to your clean aesthetic, using like Lego parts and everything to keep it, you know, not all too realistic looking.
It's a funny thing, eh, that you want Lego to look realistic. It's not, it's Lego. But, you know, that's very much my aesthetic, is to try and make it look like it's Lego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously I don't have modding skills, so clearly I'm going to come down on the side of, oh yeah, it needs to look like Lego, mate. Yeah, that's the way to do it. You know, but again, going back to my favourite customizer was a guy called Jazzbrick, and he painted Lego, it would have been 10, 12 years ago, and it looked like Lego, even though it was painted. I remember he did a pair of boxers, and he painted one of the boxers blue before the Team GB Lego came out, and you just can't tell. Do you know what I mean? It's the tattoos he painted on things as well. He painted some tattoos on a big fig, and he did some Yakuza, which was one of the inspirations for one of my figs. And, you know, that stuff was just so clean. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Such a nerd. Go and look him up on Flickr, Jazzbrick. Absolutely awesome customizer.
Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely put the Yakuza in the wrap-up. That is a...
Yeah.
He was kind of getting out of things, like he was dwindling out as soon as I got in, but I still caught wind of a lot of his stuff at the time, and it was crazy.
The craziest thing was he bought a pad printer back probably the same time as Joe and Citizen Brick, and he used it for a bit, and then he was like, it just takes up too much of my time. And so he just sold it and got rid of it, but I was gutted because Firestar used to carry loads of his items.
Right.
That's a UK company, Firestar Toys. They're like mega expensive, but they have a massive range of stuff. And they had his pad printed torsos. He had like Joker torsos and Smiley Face and all sorts of, you know, pretty cool stuff. I think you can see it on his photo stream, some of his stuff. He did like a collection shot of his figures. And I never bought any because I was stupid.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was back in the days when you could buy AMA and stuff as well, which was, you know, AMA and Hazel, all the Brick Affliction stuff. I mean, I can't. I have nightmares about the things I traded away. It's,
I'm with you there.
And broke, yeah.
I'm with you there. I remember going on Firestar Toys just to see the massive catalog they had. Like, I never ordered from them. It was just they had such an expansive array of things. It exposed me to so many different... you know, brands at the time.
I cannot tell you. I've been sorting through my bomb site of Lego room, and I found snapped AMA visors and helmets and things. It just
I would have rather weep. You just didn't even tell me. That is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see those
new ones that Detroitica is making? The new visors?
What, the new, very similar to the old visors?
Yeah, revamped versions.
Yes, they're very, very cool. Yeah, yeah. Let's get a plug-in from there. Maybe I'll send you one.
Oh, I've already got my pre-order in.
good luck. Yeah. Yeah, I found one of the original visors the other day, actually. I sharpied it, which was quite funny. Why did I do that anyway, you know? So...
I got one in a lot from an old Flickr guy that had a bunch of paint on it, pretty crappily, but it was it was a good excuse for me to paint that one then and make it nice. Yeah. So it was a blessing in disguise because I got to modify one. But
you gotta love that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back a bit onto the Citizen Brick topic, you had a very interesting interaction way back when, directing A24 to Citizen Brick.
A21, yeah.
It's A24, I believe. Am I wrong?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was 21.
Oh, let me see.
You have to look at the picture I sent you.
A24.
Right. A24, on. Yeah. But Zoe Bayer was the lady I spoke to about that. Mm. So that was a super exciting episode for me. Back in 2000... I think it was the film came out in 2012, might be 2011.
If you're familiar with Joe Rogan, I'm my own Jamie, so I'm going to check that for you right now. Yeah. But yeah, dive in, tell us how that all played out.
So I just started...
2012 came out.
Yeah, 2012, so it was 2011, and I just started taking proper pictures of things. I've got a good friend of mine, G-Man, Glenn Vesper. A Harley boy now, but back in the day he was a scooter boy mod, and he started taking photos for me, and it was back in the day in Flickr you could make the best thing you've ever seen out of anything, or you know, the best mech or whatever, but if you couldn't photo it properly, basically everyone was like, it looks trash.
Yeah.
No one would comment on it, or you know,
presentation is key.
Yeah, so he started taking really good definition pictures for me. And I was doing fig baths. I think I got something on Brothers Brick for a fig bath, which felt like a first at the time. I did like a monsters thing, and that's where my demon avatar came from.
Oh.
And I suddenly got an email from someone purporting to be in LA. And it was this lady called Zoe Bayer, and she was basically like, yeah, so... my film company is making this film called Spring Breakers. It's got some big names in it. This guy, James DeFranco, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, never heard of him. And she's like, I really like what you're doing. Could you make some fig for us? So I was like, well, yeah, I could make some figs for you. And I said, what sort of quantities? And she was like, oh, maybe 50, 100 of each. And then I was like, oh, this is really not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I said, well, what do you want from him? And she said, oh, we need AK-47s. And I was like, brick arms, I can do that, that's cool. And then she was like, oh, and bongs and balaclavas and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh, well, you know, I'll just be honest with you, I can't actually print things. But there's this guy, I don't know his name, he's called Citizen Brick, and he's done bongs. And she was like, at this point, she was like, well, give me a call and we'll talk about it. And I mentioned Citizen Brick. And then I phoned her up on the day I was supposed to speak to her. Miss Bay is in another meeting right now. And that was the end of it, pretty much. Like, once I'd sent the link to Citizen Brick.
Yeah, from there, they took it.
Yes, and obviously it was something I could never have done. But
sure.
It would have been really nice if I'd got a free copy from Joe, but yeah, again.
Just the referral fee.
Yeah, I can't take any credit for the awesome work that he did.
Yeah, I mean, that's a legendary set, but now.
It was a really exciting thing. Did you know that there's this guy called Parker Crex, and I believe, I believe he's got a full set of the Spring Breakers. And I'm also going to trade him a misprint torso. So,
Yes, that is an exciting trade.
Yes, I regret agreeing to it all the time. But it's
now as soon as the Flavor Flaves came out, you regretted it.
Yeah, I could. It's funny because I actually found the picture of that torso at Chicago Brick World or something. It was quite funny. I saw the misprint figure that it came from.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of the stuff I got. I mean, again, back in the day, Flickr was amazing for Citizen Brick trades. Like, I dread to think how many fortunes were won and lost on pages.
Without them knowing.
Yeah, with the quickest... I mean, I think even back then we kind of had a clue what was going on because, I mean, I paid like $45 for that torso and that was 10 years ago.
Chump change.
Yeah, I can't tell you the other things. I mean, like that set that Parker got, I was bidding on that and I just didn't have the money.
Right.
I was like, who's this snot-nosed kid with all this?
Who's this prepubescent jerk buying out the Spring Breakers from me?
Yeah. And... you know, back in the day, you used to be able to just put a bid down and then walk away with something. And now it seems like,
it's like stocks and trades. Do you know what I mean? There should be a citizen brick marketplace.
Absolutely insane. I mean, eBay is kind of the public market to see things how it's going, but you can't trust eBay. Just eBay's, now, people are manipulating, not manipulating because it's barely even that, but it's just, you know, people trolling around whether or not the lister actually did it or it's somebody else just to screw with their listing, just bidding it up to egregious amounts that aren't actually going to get paid for.
Yeah.
I think you were getting into it with somebody, weren't you? It was Minifig Madness.
I wasn't getting into it with him, but I just posted as a laugh. I just thought it was pretty bad taste to not have an item in hand and then instantly list it, you know, the next day. And, I mean, people are pretty salty about not getting stuff. And, you know, it's not an enviable position to be in, when I guess, when you're just trying to sell shit. You know, and everybody's trying to buy it, and then there's arguments about it. But I just thought it was funny because I could see in an auction on eBay that someone was clearly having a laugh, and I didn't realize. I think it was Minifig Magnus's listing, so obviously he got pissed about it. And I'm just like, well, you know, it's quite funny. And he's like, well, it's not actually, because terms of service are being violated, and you know. I didn't want an argument. I was just having a laugh, really. But
seeing him get involved in the comments was reminding me of some TMC style etiquette.
I don't want to even get involved in that TMC stuff. Do you know what I mean?
It's... Don't get involved. You might end up getting a lawsuit threatened against you. So,
I mean, I just say this to all of you out there: I don't think you should trash people, even if they have questionable whatever. Vote with your feet. Vote with your wallet. Put your money somewhere that you want it to go. And, you know, obviously I've not been on the end of a bad transaction, so I can't speak for other people, but I would say that I've seen people have bad experiences and they go back to companies. Don't do it. You know, there are plenty of customizers out there, and we are so spoiled now. You know, I feel like back when we started, there was... pretty much Citizen Brick starting up. Vic was there, and I can't remember if it was Phoenix Customs or something. We had David Hall as well making stuff back in the day. You know, they were people, and there wasn't a lot of choice. But now, the insane quality that's out there, the off-the-market accessories. I mean, I was looking at somebody's Doctor Strange the other day, and the cape, I was just like, oh my god, that cape is fucking amazing, you know. Whereas I remember, like, thinking that trench coats were really high-tech.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh, I still do.
Oh, my God. I love those. That's so sophisticated. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're so lucky now, but I would say the negativity, I don't like the negativity. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are people who really like stuff, and there are people who don't like it. If you've had a bad experience, you've got the right to say something. But, you know, I don't like these hashtags and things that you see for people. You've got to bear in mind as well, even if you're trashing someone, you're giving them marketing.
Yeah.
Like,
people
will know about that brand.
No bad press is...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, no press is bad press.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but just vote with your wallet. Go where you know the quality is. And, I mean, I'm someone who spends far too much money on Lego.
I'm with you.
You know, I think... probably Joe's driving around in some sort of Hummer, and I'm like, I've paid for that wheel at least, you know what I mean? It's. But, yeah, we all spend. I mean, I'm an adult, you know what I mean? Like, I've got real bills and mortgages and things. I shouldn't be spending money on toys, really. But, you know, it is what it is, isn't it?
It's how it goes.
I think we should move away from this topic. Start to get embarrassed.
All right. So, yeah, moving away from you directing A24 to Citizen Brick, you ended up getting your own commission out of Joe as well for the Wright Brothers torsos. How did that go?
That was a long and painful experience.
Painful?
Yeah, painful for me because I didn't really know what I was doing. I decided halfway through that misprints were a really good idea. That was back in 2012.
Right.
Then I didn't have the torsos. Then I think my torsos as well, I had two torsos commissioned. One was basically the Rocketeer torso, or like a tank driver torso, mm-hmm. and the other was like a
the one with the straps
cross.
Yeah.
So the one with the straps is probably the only genuine misprint that's ever been produced, in that there was such a delay between. Oh, hello.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah. There was such a delay between me sending him the final design and it actually happening and the parts that he actually printed the version 3 instead of version 4. So the middle of the buckle was supposed to be filled in with a clasp. And because I was so tardy in getting back to him, he was just like, fuck this, I'm going to print these now. And... You know, totally my fault, but he printed them and they came out wrong, basically. Well, they didn't come out wrong. They came out in exactly the design I sent him, but it was the one before. And it was quite funny because at the time, Vic did the designs for me.
Right.
So my figures were designed by Eclipse Graphics, with some help from all sorts of different people and influences at the time.
And then printed by Joe.
And printed by Joe. And... Not that there was bad blood between them, but there was a lot of bad blood between the fans.
Mm.
You know, people were in one camp or the other at the time. They, you know, and there's still this. I mean, when you were chatting to Skett, you know, it was
the anti UV.
Yeah, the anti UV thing. There was a lot of like print pad or B-sad.
Right.
And you know, oh, this is grainy and terrible, which it just wasn't at all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it quite funny that Joe was printing these Eclipse designs for me, and there was a little bit of banter going backwards and forwards. Joe was like, these lines are too thin, and Vic was like, no, they're not. You can definitely do that. He just doesn't want to do it. And it was quite funny, you know.
That's a really unique dynamic there.
Yeah, but obviously it was all through me. So, right. Vic was so busy at the time. He just got his first printer. We actually cobbled him a laptop together out of parts.
Oh,
because
wow.
it was just tough at the time, just so he could be doing business and printing. And, you know, it was just funny. He was like, yeah, you can definitely print like this. And Joe was like, well, I don't really want to do this. And, you know, I don't want to pretend like I'm best friends with anybody or anything. I'm quite good pals with Vic, but I'm just a customer to Citizen Brick. But at the time, it was really exciting to get stuff printed. And, you know, the funniest thing was, it just took me so long to get it. I kind of had a dark age when they got done.
Oh,
so
wow,
I never really sold a large quantity of them, you know. I recently... sold a large quantity to Dash because he's got really deep pockets, which is nice. And he likes having one of ones, so I got rid of quite a few of my rarest misprints. I think from that was the one perspective where I'm really happy that I was actually ahead of the game, because
mm-hmm.
having not sold them,
yeah,
I
that
recently
would have been a lot
them,
more difficult
it,
to
yeah,
move a
just,
large quantity
yeah.
of torsos without misprints.
That's it, you know, and you know, I never really sold a lot of them, to be honest. I kind of kept them.
Hmm.
So
I think
they're sitting around and, yeah.
Just people nowadays, whenever they're getting a commission, it's more for the misprints than an actual item. Like,
well, this is it. I think as well. I mean, we're talking a lot about Citizen Brick here, which was not really my intention. Eclipse Graphics are cool. Yay! I think Joe's probably going, I don't need to print things for other people anymore. I'll just... print
yeah,
all my stuff and
stuff.
Sell it out, you know. And
sure.
I wonder how many people are building brands off the back of Citizen Brick at the moment. You know, it's we're talking about Citizen Brick a lot. I feel bad about that.
We can move on.
Yeah.
The
cut it.
What was it like? I can't remember. I couldn't find the exact information about it, but I remember when Vic got into doing more commission stuff, you were like the poster boy for the
Sig
figure thing.
That was a funny thing. Yeah.
How did that come together?
Well, I think it was a thank you, really, because when he was starting out, I think things were quite tough for him trying to, you know, establish a brand. And as I said, like I didn't really know him from Adam, but I just dropped him a message and started chatting to him. He's just such a great guy. And you just, you know, Vic is probably the nicest guy in Lego.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he's principled and doesn't do things because it doesn't agree with his philosophy, you know. And he just seemed like a really nice guy. So I got chatting to him and it transpired that he needed some IT help. And that was what I was doing at the time. So we put a laptop together, like really terrible spec, just so his printer could be attached to something permanently. And, you know, the Sigfig thing came out of that. Basically, one day he just said, you know, I really appreciate what you did. Here's a flyer. I'm giving this round to people. It was a picture of me in a best man outfit from Facebook from my mate's wedding. And he sent me these Sigfigs, which I still have and treasure. And he did misprints for me of those as well. So, you know, I think I had like 20 figures or something, and I've given them to friends over the years.
That is so really sweet.
I've got like 6 or 7 left, but you know, some of my really good friends have got them. I don't know if I've ever sent you one. I probably should have done, but you know, it was just a really nice thing to have. So I've got one at my desk at work, you know, and people go, who's that? I go, it's me. And they go, well, it doesn't look like you. It's a Lego thing. And I'm like, well, you know, but well, it was something quite special to me at the time.
Absolutely.
And
it, no,
you know,
lovely.
Obviously it was so fun to see yourself on a flyer for somebody.
For sure.
But, you know, that version of me was young and handsome, and you know, that was a long time ago. It feels like forever, to be fair, but there we go. Just been around forever.
That's how it goes. You're a veteran of the game.
Yeah, with nothing to show for it. Nothing, I tell you.
Oh, that's don't
apart
go there.
My infinite collection of very rare things.
Right.
It's a cool topic of conversation where people come around to my house. I've got a room in the attic, basically. The attic is my Lego room. It looks like a toy shop got hit by Al-Qaeda, basically. It's just totally, you know, bits everywhere. And occasionally I try and sort things and I go, look at this. And my wife will go up there and she's like, what's that? And I'm like, that's a flamethrower. That's worth $100. She'll be like, sell it immediately.
What's the deal with that big collectible minifigure bag that's on your Instagram?
Which one's that? The collectible minifigure bag? I can't remember.
Let me see. I don't know. It's always so confusing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I was basically walking through a retail store over here, and they were basically throwing things in the trash out the back where the car park was, and it was a CMF series, I don't know, 12 or something.
For the display.
Yeah, and they basically hang them up in stores. They get one every time they release the thing, and I just picked it out of the trash and said, can I have that? And they were like, yeah, sound. So.
Oh, dude, I used to do that. Back in the day when I was like super, I was going to say super into Lego, but I mean just like not crazy in third party. Yeah, never, but... I would go to my local, you know, just local Lego store, and I knew everyone there by like a first name basis, all the employees. Like, it was really chill. And the one time, I think it was around Christmas, they were going to get rid of obviously all the decorations. And I was like, hey, so what do you do with this stuff? Like, when it's over, you just throw it out? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, can you give it to me? They're like, nope. But you should totally come around Thursday night, because that's when I throw it in the dumpster, and I can't do anything to stop you from taking it out of the dumpster.
That's
so
mental, isn't it?
Me and my dad went over, and we met him by the dumpster, and he's like, hey, good to see you. I'm throwing it in the dumpster. I have to place it there, and then you can take it. I'm like, cool.
That's what you want when you can make connections and they work.
Absolutely. And I literally, we had this huge, like, the brick-built Christmas tree look, but it's just, like, a huge, like, 6-foot cutout or whatever it is, 5-foot cutout. And we would hang that up in our living room, like, because we didn't have room for a full-on tree in New York. So we would put that thing up, and it had lights and everything it came with.
That's
it was
expensive real estate. Yeah, and so I've got a hookup with our toy shop. And basically, when they take things down, sometimes you can bid for things, and they basically give the money to charity. But
oh, that's really nice.
Speaking to one of the ladies who's run the shop for, like, I don't know, it must be 27 years or something she's been there. She has literally the biggest Lego haul of displays and shit that you can imagine, because she's always kept it. And, you know, if you go back 20 years in Lego, the displays that she's got, I mean, I don't know where she lives, but I would rob her. It's absolutely insane. You know, this woman goes to the trade fairs and things as well.
Oh, yeah.
And, they get given all sorts of things there. I mean, it's not my dream job, obviously, but, you know, cat burglar is a secondary career I'm considering right now. Probably a bit late. The old knees are gone from too much soccer, but, you know.
No, it's going. There's some really interesting displays and getting into that side of things. Because then there's also, like, people who would collect, like, you could get the McDonald's ones. It's just, like, a weird world that people don't know exists. Like, getting the Toys R Us displays or from Target. And there's just, like, an underground market, like, you don't know about unless you ask. It's, like, it's a weird thing.
And, I mean, I can remember deciding that I wanted to do Lego minifigs and thinking, oh, this would be quite affordable, you know, just picking up the odd minifig here and there and customising it. And
how wrong were you?
Good one. Yeah. Looking back, you're like, what the? But I'm not sure I was going to go with that. But effectively, that's it. It was just, I could just remember being so amazed to find out there was this subculture for AFOLs. And then within that subculture, there were so many subcultures of people who only made mechs, people who only made minifigs, people who only did castle, and, you know.
Yeah, it's a community within a community.
Yeah, my mind was absolutely blown when I stumbled across what people were doing. And I can remember getting my first favourites on Flickr and thinking, oh my God, somebody thinks it's cool, you know. And then you were like, it needs to be 100 favourites or it's rubbish. And that just seems so minuscule now compared to
Instagram. Numbers people get on Instagram, for sure. But likes on Flickr, even to this day, mean a lot more than they do on Instagram. Those are legit.
I think you're not reaching as many people as well on Flickr. Like, it tended to be people were looking for your stuff.
It was, I mean? Instagram's tapping into the whole world, you know. Now the Flickr was just—it's like liking it back to just a message board. You were only there if you knew about it. But with Instagram, you can really tap into a wider community. And I mean, I've seen that with myself getting a CS:GO to like repost my photos. Yeah. I've had buddies who got Call of Duty, like the voice actors and models for the recent Modern Warfare game, to have their actors just like reposting their stuff. I know even one of them commissioned the figure that they made, like they bought it off them. Like, it's cool stuff, you know.
That is pretty awesome, isn't it?
It's really able to spread the hobby beyond it and give some notoriety to custom Lego, which is cool.
I think that was one of the things that made me happiest most recently. I did Hacksaw Jim Duggan from the WWF, as it were.
Mm.
And he reposted my picture to publicize his autobiography on his Instagram. And I was like, that is just so cool. Do you know what I mean? If 11-year-old me knew that one day Axel Jim Duggan was going to acknowledge my existence, then I'd have got very excited about it.
Right, yeah. No, it's a crazy thing. All right, Vinny. So here we are, Copper Drop. If you like the item, you cop it. If you don't, you drop it. We're going to go first in here. We have the Crazy Legs, currently a Kickstarter from Guy Hember. Fully funded. It's almost doubled its pledge, and I believe you were saying that it got fully funded in the first day. How are you feeling about these?
Oh, you've just got to cop these. I mean, let's think about minifigs. What is the most boring thing about minifigs? Their legs. They can stand up. They can sit down. You can take one of the legs off and make it look like they're almost kneeling. No, that's not what you want to do. You want to get crazy legs. I mean, there's 6 different poses there. I think 2 of them are pretty similar, but you've got to be loving that karate kick. You've got to be loving that superhero jump and sniper poses. I mean, any of the Modern Warfare guys out there, there are so many people I see saying, we need more military minifigs, blah, blah, blah. These are accessories that you need, and they are affordable. They are very affordable. You know, maybe we'll see some printed ones later. I think we just all need to jump on these things, you know.
That was such a good infomercial. I better get some sponsorship kickback on that.
Yeah.
That
was... Well, you and me both. I don't know. Keep checking, guys. Guys, Insta. Get Crazy Bricks. He's posting some stuff. I've got some of the prototypes.
Yeah, I noticed you made that new post for the Beastie Boys. That was awesome.
Yeah, I've done 4 or 5 different posts for that. But I've got some May the 4th content coming as well. Just saying, you know, get on my Insta.
Hell yeah.
Little segue there, but yeah, I mean, I've been a big fan of Crazy Bricks since the start. You know, the Crazy Arms back in 2011, I think it was. I saw them and I was just like, I need to get involved with this. You know, straight arms for minifigs, that is so cool. And you know, I don't know if you feel the same, but it's just good to see it when somebody has an idea that still looks Lego. But it's giving us options, you know, and
yeah,
that's
like
what I look for.
Expanding the aesthetic, but also the possibilities. Yeah,
yeah.
He's always doing some really innovative stuff, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, Crazy Bricks by name, Crazy Bricks by nature. You know, I mean, who knew we needed Grumpy Cats and Dino Dudes? But
well, it's debatable if we needed Grumpy Cat, but the Dino Dudes were pretty sweet.
Yeah, especially the steampunk ones. Get involved in that.
Mm. I really
fossils,
like the skeletons.
Man.
Yep,
yeah,
the fossilized ones are super cool.
Yeah, really cool. Cop it, mate.
Hell yeah. All right, next up, this was just posted just today, a couple hours back. Eclipse Graphics, the Mandalorian gloves, the Intergalactic Bounty Hunter, whatever they may be called.
Yeah, for copyright purposes. Yeah, I'm all on board on that. I mean... We just got to cop that. That's
an instant
cop. Affordable. It's just affordable stuff that just makes your minifig look better, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah, high quality,
interesting
easy
colors.
Upgrade. And yeah, there's gonna have so much potential for combos, which I'm excited for.
I've got to say, I was so impressed because these aren't Lego hands, are they? They're
custom molded.
They're custom molded hands, and you know. Clutch power is what you want on your Lego items, you know, and they clip in and out just like Lego hands, and that is, you know, I think that's an achievement when you look at the engineering that goes into these things. And I think this is something that people don't realize as well. You don't just go, I want this to look like this, and it gets sent away and made. You know, it tends to be a case of the mold comes, the mold goes, the mold comes, the mold goes. You know, speaking to Guy and Vic, getting these things to be precision the way we want them is an expensive business. Do you know what I mean? That's why we don't all go out and make custom Lego accessories that we think are cool.
No, there's a lot that goes into it.
I'm definitely buying them. I haven't got any money. I'm still buying them. I'm putting them on the credit card.
Put that on layaway.
Yeah.
I'll pay $1 a month. I'll get it off.
Yeah, eventually. When I buy 15 sets or whatever it is I don't need, but I'm going to have anyway.
Last up here, another huge recent item to come out. The Brick Arms EW10HB.
I mean, again, you know, I'm just a consumer. You've just got to cop that. You've got to cop that. I mean, if you make Star Wars, if you like Star Wars Lego, then you need it. We all wanted that. Why haven't Lego done a decent one? You know, they should know better, but they don't need to now because Brick Arms has done it. And I just love the parts. You know, again, I follow Enigma Badger, who's the Brick Arms, consigliere. He's a rep. And Badger's got everything that's ever been released ever. And just the combos that he's made with other Brick Arms parts just shows you how interchangeable it is. And I guess the modding community, you know, you've got to love bits like that that you can just hack up and put together in all different ways. You know, I've been looking at the legs, the tripod legs, and I want to make robots and things out of that.
No, the tripod legs are super... I don't know how to use them, but I want to because they've got some really great shape.
Yeah, there's got to be some spider droids coming out of that and soon.
Absolutely.
It was my idea. Anybody who does it, you're copying me. Buy it.
Yeah, all cops, all great stuff coming out of the community.
Terrible, isn't it? I'm just like, buy it all to hell with the credit, you know, just
and this
get
is
involved with it.
all must cops coming right out of Citizen Brick. They were already down bad and broke. So this is, it's going to be a rough one, but you got to get them.
Yeah. Don't worry, because everyone's bought 78 tan
Yakuzas.
You know, ink enthusiasts. So, you know, you will make your money on that. You know, and if you've got any molded parts that you bought for $3, I dare say you're in for a $50 a piece profit on those things. Make some more, Joe. Make some more.
Please. We need those single releases.
Yeah.
But you gotta throw 1,000 on the site, otherwise there ain't nobody gonna get a chance at them.
That's it. I didn't even see those.
And I didn't
safety
either.
Vests.
I
literally don't get me started on safety vests. You know, I'm not happy. I want to lodge a complaint. I reckon there's somebody out there who's got like 150 safety vests.
I haven't seen a single person with them. No, I don't know what happened.
No,
I think there might have been a
glitch. They're going to be on eBay. Yeah, they're going to be on eBay for like, I don't know, $50 a pop or something if you're lucky. I'll buy it. Just get me three. God damn it.
It's been a real pleasure, Vinny. We're definitely going to hop into a Patreon episode real quick just to gather our final thoughts. Yeah. But any final words for the audience here?
Keep making minifigs, dudes. Love it. Good to speak to you, bro.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
And that wraps up my conversation with Vinny. It was a real pleasure having you on, bro. Thank you all for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes. If you're listening on Spotify, you could click the follow button. That also really helps out. Me and Vinny also had a short little conversation after the show, 20 minutes or so, just covering a few other things, some loose ends. So if you're interested in hearing that, go head on over to the Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, I want to give a huge thank you to all of our patrons over on patreon.com. We have Seth, Luger Enthusiast, Tupolev, Mike, Justin, Francisco, Dash Bricks, PK Custom Lego, Milo, Dr. Xbox Live, Jay, and Minibigs. I cannot thank you all enough, and if you're interested in supporting the podcast as well, you can check out the link tree in our Instagram bio, which will lead you directly to it. Thank you all again for listening, and make sure to tune in next time as I have on Eli, aka NN Figures.